97.9 The Heel, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. Hello.
Hello. Indeed, you are joined by me, the person that comes in and talks about stuff. And we're going to start today off with beans. We're going to talk about beans.
They are a musical fruit.
Yeah, they're certainly a musical fruit. They're delicious. They're good for you. And there's a whole...
It's a nice way to start Thanksgiving week by putting food out there as like the starter.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. So beans. There's a whole advertising campaign that's focused on trying to make beans, quote, sexy, which sexy is not really where the campaign goes. I understand that that's more of just shorthand for attractive and good and fun and engaging and whatnot. But the campaign is beans is how. I think is a pretty succinct and clever way to open yourself up to a lot of conversation. It's also opened itself up to a lot of people making a lot of jokes about how beans are how, et cetera, et cetera. But, yeah, beans have a pretty convincing argument for things you should eat at a couple different levels. Obviously, they're way less, like, emission-heavy than meats for
it's protein without eating
value.
Meat, right.
I learned through my research for doing this that beans actually put nitrogen back in the soil, which is why you fertilize soil.
Oh, well, that's just what Big Bean wants you to believe.
Yeah, I guess Big Bean would have motivation to make me think beans are really cool. But yeah, they're a crop that you plant in between crops to try and help your soil come back.
Revitalize the soil,
and I think that's rad.
Nice.
And all of this is me leading up to, do you have a favorite bean recipe?
A favorite bean recipe?
Yeah, or like a bean dish. I mean, obviously, everyone loves baked beans. That's an easy sell at any time. I actually
don't love baked beans. That's one of the few bean dishes that I won't get behind.
Really?
Baked beans and
sugar beans.
Yeah, and also green beans, the other super popular bean. I'm like, yeah, no, if there's green beans in a dish, I'll pass.
So, I mean, you're not from here, so is your green bean hatred for, like, the southern-style green beans specifically, like the steamed, cooked down to death beans you slop in a pot, or is it just green beans overall? Like, blanched green beans, you don't...
Not a big fan of those. The origin of my dislike of green beans comes from the fact that when I was growing up, we had green beans all the time. And when I say we had green beans all the time, I meant we went to the store and bought Del Monte canned green beans, which do not taste much like actual green beans.
No, they do
not. So I like Del Monte canned green beans. Those are fine. It's regular green beans that are just kind of like hard and crunchy.
I love a crunchy bean.
Yeah, whatever. What I actually like doing, I discovered this recently, is honestly, like, this is the most basic thing in the world, but every so often I'll be in Carrboro around breakfast time and I'll go to Weaver Street and I'll have the breakfast buffet. Literally just a plate with half scrambled eggs and half black beans, and just like mix it together and eat it. Done. Like a real basic breakfast burrito, but without the burrito.
See, the breakfast burrito bowl is almost unexplored territory.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever thought about a breakfast burrito bowl, but that's such an obvious choice.
Yeah.
You
get your, I mean, huevos rancheros kind of along the same lines, but you just take the chips out or the tortilla shell.
I can't say migas. There we go.
Migas,
I did it.
Right.
It's basically the same general philosophy.
Chilaquiles.
Man, now we've moved on to breakfast food.
Can we go back to the fact that there's like a bean PR firm that's trying to convince people to eat beans and they're going to all of this elaborate...
We can certainly talk about the PR firm behind this. Sustainable Development Goals Advocacy Hub.
Stiga
is behind the Beans is How initiative.
What I want, and I really think the Got Milk people were exactly right about this, like when it's just like a basic staple food, you don't need a lot of elaborate like marketing. You don't, like, you can do beef, it's what's for dinner, or Got Milk. What I want to see is just like 30 seconds of someone like, with a bean burrito, just like opens up his mouth and takes a bite and is like, that was pretty good. Eat beans.
Eat beans.
That's it.
Big like Carl's Jr. Hardee's vibes.
Yes, exactly that.
See, now you started saying this and you brought up the canned green beans. A linchpin of this campaign is making people aware that dry beans exist.
Yeah.
Which is something that I was driving toward, because canned beans are all well and good, and they're great in a pinch. Canned beans do not provide the same nutrition for cost ratio that dry beans do. And it feels like a lot of folks, when they're in the grocery store, are just grabbing canned beans, allegedly. I wouldn't know, because I buy sacks of beans.
Oh, yeah, too much work.
Part of soaking the beans is not hard. You just put it in a little piece of Tupperware and
let it just
hang out.
You have to wait overnight before you eat it.
When God forbid you plan a meal, Aaron Keck.
I want food. I want it now.
I
am an American.
I want my beans and I want them now. Call Sustainable Development Advocacy Hub. It doesn't really.
Synagogue.
It doesn't work at all, but we can make it work.
Random thing. Green beans, canned green beans, soured me on real green beans for the rest of my life. Peaches, not so much. I like canned peaches and real peaches.
Yeah,
can't explain it.
Have appeal. Very similar to canned pears versus fresh pears.
Yes.
I like both.
Completely different, but both good.
Both good.